Tales of the Otori, Book 4, The Harsh Cry of the Heron. Written by Leon Hearn. Read by Henry Lubati and Julia Fletcher.
The sound of the Gion Shoja bells echoes the impermanence of all things. The color of the Sala flowers reveals the truth that the prosperous must decline. The proud do not endure. They are like a dream on a spring night. The mighty fall at last. They are as dust before the wind. The Tale of the Heike, translated by Helen Craig McCullough.
Foreword. These events took place in the months following the marriage of Otori Takeo and Shirakawa Kaede at the temple at Terayama. This marriage strengthened Kaede's resolve to inherit the domain of Maruyama and gave Takeo the resources he needed to carry out his work of revenge for his adopted father Shigeru and to take his place as head of the Otori clan. However, it also enraged Arai Daichi, the warlord who now controlled most of the three countries, and insulted the nobleman Lord Fujiwara, who considered Kaede betrothed to him. The previous winter, Takeo, under the tribe's sentence of death, had fled to Terayama, where the detailed records of the tribe that Shigeru had compiled were given to him, along with the Otori sword, Jato. On the way, his life was saved by the outcast Jo'an, one of the forbidden sect, the Hidden, who took him to a mountain shrine to hear the prophetic words of a holy woman. Three bloods are mixed in you. You were born into the Hidden, but your life has been brought into the open and is no longer your own. Earth will deliver what heaven desires. Your lands will stretch from sea to sea, but peace comes at the price of bloodshed. Five battles will buy you peace, four to win and one to lose. Chapter 1.
Come quickly. Father and mother are fighting. Otori Takeo heard his daughter's voice clearly as she called to her sisters from within the residence at Inuyama Castle. In the same way, he heard all the mingled sounds of the castle and the town beyond. Yet he ignored them, as he ignored the song of the boards of the nightingale floor beneath his feet, concentrating only on his opponent, his wife, Kaede. They were fighting with wooden poles. He was taller, but she was naturally left-handed and hence as strong with either hand, whereas his right hand had been crippled by a knife cut many years ago, and he had had to learn to use his left. Nor was this the only injury to slow him. It was the last day of the year, bitterly cold, the sky pale gray, the winter sun feeble. Often in winter they practiced this way. It warmed the body and kept the joints flexible, and Kaede liked her daughters to see how a woman might fight like a man. The girls came running. With the new year, the eldest, Shigeko, would turn 15, the two younger ones, 13. The boards sang under Shigeko's tread, but the twins stepped lightly in the way of the tribe. They had run across the nightingale floor since they were infants and had learned almost unconsciously how to keep it silent. Kaede's head was covered with a red silk scarf wound around her face, so Takeo could see only her eyes. They were filled with the energy of the fight, and her movements were swift and strong. It was hard to believe she was the mother of three children. She still moved with the strength and freedom of a girl. Her attack made him all too aware of his age and his physical weaknesses. The jar of Kaede's blow on his pole set his hand aching. "I concede," he said. "Mother won," the girls crowed. Shigeko ran to her mother with a towel. "For the victor," she said, bowing and offering the towel in both hands. "We must be thankful we